we'll do in Maimer Melukit in Chelek Gimel. This is the 55th Maimer. The Maimer Va'ato Yigdal No Koyach Adnai Kasher Dibarto Lemer. This was said in Shabbos Parshas Shlach, which was the 28th day of Sivan. Was Mevorchim HaChodesh Tammuz in Teish Tovshin Yud Tes. And they bring down the note over here that this was printed in a kuntres called the Booklet of Chof Ches Sivan Tovshin Mem Tes. That was the date over there was Erev Shabbos Kodesh Mevorchim Tammuz Tovshin Mem Tes. And this was published in honor towards the Yom HaBoyer, this clear day of the 28th day of Sivan, which is coming upon us. It's from the introduction, from the booklet, when they printed it in Tov Shimem Tes, and he says that's the day, on the 28th day of Nisan, in which the Rebbe, Kved Kedushas Admu Shlita, and the Rabbonis HaTzitkon is the righteous Rebbetz and Nishmosim Edim Yibodl Chayim L'Chaye Chayim. The Rebbe and the Rebbetz, they both came from the Emek HaBocha the European Emek HaBocha, and they reached successfully to the United States. That was Monday, the 28th day of Sivan in the year Tovshin Aleph. At that point, a new raised on a new level in the strengthening and the spreading of Torah and Yiddishkeit and spreading of the wellsprings by the previous Rebbe Nishmos Eden, when he founded the three central institutions, Machne Yisrael, Kohos, and Merkaz L'Nyan Chinam, and he gave them under the Hanhola, the leadership of the Rebbe. So that's the Chof Ches Sivan, the day that the Rebbe Rebbetzin came here, and that's really taken as the day in which there was a major increase in the development of the Yiddishkeit, spreading Torah, Yiddishkeit, Torah, Fatsamayonis, and all the Inyonim through the Rebbe's appointment as the Menahel, as the leadership of the three central organizations of Machne Yisrael, Merkaz L'Inyon HaChinuch, and Karnei HaTorah, the publishing arm. Let's learn the Maimer now inside. Va'ato yigdal no koyach adnai kasher dibarto lemer. So this was Moshe Rabbeinu was praying to Hashem for the Meraglim, after the sin of the Meraglim. So he says, "Va'ato yigdal no koyach Adnai, let the power of Adnai increase as you have spoken, saying." Upirush Rashi. So what does it mean? Hashem spoke, he says, Yigdal no koyach Adnai, as you had spoken. Where did Hashem say, Yigdal no koyach Adnai? Moshe Rabbeinu is davening to Hashem that the koyach Adnai should increase as Hashem has spoken. Where has Hashem said that? Upirush Rashi. So Rashi says, Umahu hadibur. What is this dibur that Hashem? So over there he says, Hashem erech apayim. That Hashem prolongs his anger. Now, over there, there is not the exact words of Yigdal no koyach Adnai, let the power of Adnai increase, but that, as you have spoken, refers to the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim, Hashem said, Hashem Erech HaPayim, in which Moshe Rabbeinu has used before in the the Posik, Hashem Erech HaPayim, that what he means, Kasher de Bartolema, because this is really what Hashem has taught him to say, that you'd give me the Sarachem. But Hashem spoke, Masmos loshna kosu bepashtusi. Because why is Rashi explaining here? Because the simple meaning of the pasuk when it says kasher dibarto, as if the Eibishter said beferish va'ato yigdol no koyach adnai, as you spoken, but we don't find it in the pasuk anywhere that Hashem said yigdol no koyach adnai. Mashmos loshna kosu bepashtusi. The simple meaning of the pasuk is shadibur da kodesh baruch hu kasher dibarto, that what was the dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we say like you have spoken, who yigdal koyach adnai, that would be the simple meaning kasher dibarto, but we don't find that. Belochein hu tzrich Rashi lefarish, that's what Rashi needs to explain. Shal pi derech hapshat hapirushu Hashem erech apayim, what did Hashem speak? That is the Hashem erech apayim. So Rashi needs to explain that kasher debarto wasn't yigdal no koyach adnai, we don't find that, but it means Hashem erech apayim. But the fact still remains that the pashtus in the pasuk, it seems like kasher debarto, as if Hashem said yigdal no koyach adnai. Avo mizeh shah pasuk nemar beloshen zeh, but from the fact that this pasuk is said in such a manner, shamashmo shalohi, in which the understanding is shadibur hu sheyigdol koyach adnai, that the dibur was that the koyach adnai should increase. Mashma shekavonas hakosuv yigam liinyan zeh, so it is understood, it's mashma, that the intent of the pasuk is also, as Hashem said, the yigdol no koyach adnai. Okay, the isa begemara. And like we find back in the Gemara, that when Moshe came up into the heavens, Omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe, so Hashem says to Moshe, Hoyu l'cho le'ezreini. This is in the Gemara, in the Sugya from Matan Torah, when Moshe went up, Matan Torah, Hashem says to him, you should have helped me. What do you mean? Loimar, to say, Titzlach malach techo, let your work be successful, which means that you should have sort of supported me and helped me out. What does it mean? To say, be successful. Because the Eibishter was saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, you were seeing that the Eibishter was forgiving the Yidden, so you should say to Hashem, Tislach Machtecha, you should be successful in your forgivings. So Miyad, Omar Loi, so immediately Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'ata yigdol no koyach adnai kasher dibarto. Let the strength of Adnai be strength, as you had spoken. You have told me that I should support you, kasher dibarto, like you spoke. So what is the dibarto? The dibarto is that ato yigdol no koyach adnai, because eves tislach malachtecho. Hainu, the kasher dibarto koi al ha'amira, specifically, that goes as dibarto hoyo l'chol ozreini. You said you should have supported me, so this is what I'm saying now. You didn't look at Chatana. What is the meaning, Lozreni? The Inyan, Lozreni, Shiyiyah Ezer Heisofa Bakoyach Shalomailo. So, what does it mean to help? To help means Yigdal Na, that is to be a help, means an addition in the Koyachum of above. Who Yigdal Koyach Admai, that is the meaning of the increase in the power of Adnai. That's the Lozreni, when Hashem said to him. So in this context, from the Gemara, we see like the Pashto Pshat, V'ata yigdol no kasher dibarto, you have said to increase Ozreni yigdol no koyach Adnai. So now we have two Pirushim. Rashi says that dibarto is Hashem erech apayim, and the Gemara and the Pashas Pasuk is that Kasha Debarto Yigdol Nokoyach Adnai, or what Hashem said Lo Ozreini. And the Rebbe adds V'yesh Lo Hisif. So we can add further over here that the Emerson, the Mashmos Loshon Hakosuf, it's not just Kasher Dibarto, Yigdol Nokoyach Hashem, Kasher Dibarto, you told me to help you. But Kasher Dibarto Lemer, the Mashmos Loshon Hakosuf, Kasher Dibarto Lemer, who Shahad Dibur, Da Kodesh Baruch Hu. That was God. You spoke Lemer, the Dibur Kodesh Baruch Hu Lemer, Shem Moshe Yoimar, that Moshe should say it. Moshe should say this Tislach Malachtecho, the increase the Yigdol Nokoyach Adnai. Okay, move on. Gami Maimer Azal Hanal Dikashe Debarto Koyi, and understand that from this above Maimer Azal, it's not just like Hashem says Yigdol Nokoyach Adnai by saying it to Moshe Rabbeinu say that, but it's part of it is that Moshe should actually say that. This is what Hashem says to Moshe, you should have helped me. So that Moshe Rabbeinu says, may your word succeed. So we have Kasher Dibarto Hashem Erech Hapayim. We have Kasher Dibarto, Hashem says, Yigdal no koyach Adnai, because that Hashem says, Lozren Yigdal, and Kasher Dibarto, that Moshe should say, Shem Moshe Yemer. That Gimel Pirushim Eilu, what is the Kasher Dibarto? Shekoyal Yigdal koyach Adnai, which is the Pashto Pshat in the Pasuk, and Al Lemer, that Kasha Dibarto, Lemer, that Moshe should say it, and also Al Hashem Erech Hapayim, as Rashi brings down, Shayochim Zelozeh are connected one another, but Tzorich Lov in Hashaychis, the Gimel Pirushim Elu, so we need to understand the connection of these three interpretation base. We can say the point of the explanation is the Bakoshas Moshe Vaatu Yigdal no Koyach Adnai Goimer Hashem Erech Hapayim Goimer He Kmoshe Mamshich Bekosuf Slachno Labain Hazeh Om Hazeh. So what is the point? So the Rashi, what the Rebbe said before, had to explain, because in the pasuk it followed by Hashem, Hashem Erech Hapayim. Why did Rashi have to say that? Because Ati Kasha Debarta Lemer seems like Ati Yigdol Nokoyach Adnai, not Hashem Erech Hapayim. That follows what the Rebbe said before. So the purpose of all this is the pasuk says "Slachno la'avein ha'mazeh," to gain, please, the forgiveness of these people, which is mechila, slicha ve'kapora, forgiving, and atonement for the sin of the imeraglim. V'hine b'slicha shnei inyonim. In forgiveness, there's two aspects. The Shoyrish Haslicha Hu Mibichinas Shalemailo Mehishtalshulus. Where does forgiveness come from? It comes from above. It comes from above and it has to reach below. The root of this Slicha, where does Slicha come from? That is from a level which is higher than the Ishtalshulus. Why does it have to be Mailo Mishtalshulus? Because in order to fulfill the blemish, so over there it needs to come down from such a high place that does not have any connection to blemishes. is beyond the ishtalshlus. So to fill the pagam, it needs to come from a higher place in which pagam doesn't feel, but it has to come down. But in order for it to, for the forgiveness to take place, that it should be milu hapagam to fulfill the blemish bepoil. In actuality, tzrichla liyis hamshocha lamata, that needs to draw it down below. Behamokoyim shaboy hoya hapagam, in the place in which the pagam was. Bezehu va'ato yigdal no koyach adnai gomer havaye erech apayim. The sar shalemailo mishtauslus, that the higher, the sar higher than mishtauslus, the shoyrish haslicha the root of this slicha comes from Hashem erech apayim. That's where the root is. Lemaila mishtalshlus, which is yud gimul midas harachamim, the 13 attributes of mercy. Shalemaila mishtalshlus, which is above mishtalshlus. The yigdal koyach adnai, and what is yigdal koyach adnai means? Ushetia hamshocha. That is so that the Hamshocha should extend and go down below into the level of Adnai, b'chdei l'sakin hapgam, in order to correct the blemish. The same Adnai who b'malchus, why specifically Adnai yidna koyach Adnai, to fix the begam of Adnai, is because the name of Adnai is in level of Malchus. Ba'apagam, the chet ha-meraglim, and the blemish, where did the blemish of the sin of the meraglim, shelei rotsu, the mitzvahs ma'isiyos, they refused, they didn't want to do the practical mitzvahs, who be-Malchus, that's in the level of Malchus. Val yidei ha-hagdola de koyach adnai niskan v'nismal ha-pagam, through the hagdola, which is to fulfill taking from the shoyrish ha-slichot, from Hashem erech apayim, and through the increase of koyach adnai into malchus, niskan v'nismal ha-pagam, it was corrected and the blemish was filled. Gimel. To understand this idea more specific, more detail, Yuvam Hagdim Diyuk Loshna Kosu will understand it by first pointing out the specific language of the pasuk. It says, "Ba'ato Yigdal No Koyach Adnai." It says the power of Adnai should increase. The Shnei Perushim Bazeh. There is two meanings. Explanation, two interpretations in the Yigdal No Koyach Adnai. The Mekama Drushim in many of the Maimori Mevuer explained the Pirush Yigdal Koyach Adnai. What does it mean to increase the power of Adnai? Hu sheyumshach ba'adnai ha-koyach shaloi. That within Adnai should be extended the power, the Koyach Adnai, the power of the root of Adnai should be revealed in Adnai. Hashoyrus shumokor da Adnai. The koyach of Adnai is the root and the source of Adnai. Val yidei zeh tiyah hagadola shaloi. That way, Adnai will be increased. So basically, to tap into the root, and the root should be nimshach. The koyach of Adnai should be nimshach in Adnai. Papirush the Yigdal Koyach Adnai bePashtus, who, but in simply is not just the root, but Yigdal Koyach Adnai simply means Vechemivur Bekamadrushim, and also explains on in many Maimorim Shatiyah Hagadol Gam Bekoyach Adnai, not only that the koyach should be revealed in Adnai, but there should be an increase in the koyach of Adnai. Now, Pizeh Yuvan Yeser, and according to this, that there is an increase, not just in revealing the koyach into Adnai, but that there is an increase in the koyach of Adnai, Yuvan Yeser, it will be understood more, Hashaych as the Yigdol, no koyach Adnai, Lavayer Chapayim, the increase of the koyach Adnai to the pasuk that follows Hashem Erech Apayim Yud Gimim Midas Arachmim Shalamayla Mehishtalshlus, the 13 attributes which are higher than Hishtalshlus, Kibichdei Sheyia Shetia HaGdola BeKoyach Adnai, because in order for it to be an increase in the power of Adnai, Hashem Shomokar Adnai, which is the source, the root and the source of Adnai, Hu Alidei HaHamshocha Mevchina Shalomayla Mishtaushlus, that is by drawing down from a level which is higher than Mishtaushlus. Lamayla Gam Mishedu Shabokar Hayishtaushlus, also which is higher than the root and the source of Mishtaushlus. So we need to get from the Shalom Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim to increase the power of Adnai, even the Mokar of Adnai, that is through Hayishtaushlus. Dalit. So what is the specific Adnai and the Koyach Adnai? And then we add to the Koyach, add to the source. We'll explain now that's the level of Malchus and Chochmah. But you know, the idea is the Shem Adnai Hu B'Malchus Kinal. The name Adnai is Malchus, as mentioned earlier. The Koyach Adnai and the power of Adnai, which is Hashoidesh Umokir the Malchus, that's the root and the source of Malchus Ube Chochmah. That is Chochmah. Because we say the Abba, which is Chochmah, the father, which is Yosad Brata, is the basis, founded, the daughter, which is Malchus. And the Koyach, therefore, of Adnai, of Malchus, is Chochmah. Yuvan Zal Derech Moshul, so by way of example, we can understand it from the osios, the letters of speech that are in the person. Letters of speech, speech represents malchus. The malchus, bechlal hu dibur. Generally, in malchus is dibur, the level of Malchus, the level of Dibur. Sheshorsham. So the letters that are in Dibur, Hulamaylam Ha'oir Haseichla Midashem Ulbush Bahem. The root of the letters is higher than the light that's in the Dibur, which is the Seichla, the Midah, which is dressed in them. So you have the idea that the person gives over using these words, and the letters of those words come from a higher place than the intellect or the emotion which dress up in these words. The fact that the same idea, every person will say it using different letters, using different words. Why is that? Shoydesh Oisiyos Umibchinas Chochmah, because the root of the letters is from the level of Chochmah, which is Seichel Hanelam, the hidden Seichel, the hidden intellect, the Kadmus HaSeichel Shebenefesh, and the earliest of Seichel in the soul, Shalamaylam HaSeichel HaGoli, which is above Seichel HaGoli. What dresses up openly is the Seichel HaGoli. That is what dresses up. That dresses up in the idea that you're giving over. But the Oisiyos, they come from Katmus HaSeichel, Lashon in the Tanya. That means in the hidden part of the revealed sechel. It's in a higher place than the revealed sechel. Zehu hatam. And this is also the reason, because we're saying that Oishis come even from a higher place. So first of all, he said before, the same idea says different words, is because it's not bound by that sechel, it's not below, it's in a higher place of the sechel. But this is also the reason, the fact that the letters come from even a higher place than the sechel itself, is also the reason, al-zesh, al-yidei shemevi es ha-sechel b'dibur, that by bringing down the sechel in the level of dibur, in the level of speech, so then, actually, is mitoysef b'ha-sechel, yoser mikemoysha hoyo b'tchila, it's added to the sechel more than it was in the beginning, b'machshove, in thought. Ki al yidei ha-dibur nimshech mibkhinez ha-chokhma shoyru shumokar ha-sechel. If you want, you to bring down an idea and you talk about it, then the seichel is increased. Then you had more than you had it before when it was in your thought, because the speech you bring down from the level of chokhmah, which is the hidden seichel, which is the source and the root of seichel. And that's the reason. It's all because the oisius, the shodesh, comes from a higher place than the seichel agol. Hine zesh shodesh adibur hu bechokhma hu lo rak benegeya vadibur atzmai. That is not just that the root of dibur is in chokhma, it's not just the speech itself. Elo gam benegeya lahasechel v'amidas shemislapshim bedibur. When the seichel and the midas dress up in dibur, then that gets the root in the chokhmah. Kaidei hislapshusum b'dibur, because through them dressing up in dibur, hemischalkim l'ribu chalokim, they are split up into many parts. Kishe medaber divrei ha'ava, let's say he talks words of love, so the love by itself is just one emotion, it's not split up. But when it dresses up in the letters and the words of speech, now it's split up into many, several words. In each word there is a portion of the mida that he is talking about. And therefore, so in each part, so now you're taking that one av and you split it up into various parts. Similarly, when he speaks, it gives some intellectual idea. The idea is one idea. But when this idea dresses up in the words and in the letters and the words of the speech, in nechlekas lechamo chalokim, then it's split up to many several parts. V'ze shahaseichel v'amidas boim lehischalkus. So this, that the seichel and the midas come to split up. Even though in their own they are simple, but they get split up. That is through the fact that the level of chokhma, the kadmus haseichel, goes down to them. That makes them, allows them to be split up. So based on this that we're saying now, that you get from the level of chokhmah and splits it up, we understand more the reason for the fact, shal yidei shemevi es ha-sechel b'dibur, by bringing down the intellect into speech, mitoysev b'hasogel ha-sechel yoysev mikimoysho yekoydim, you add in the grasp of the sechel more than it was before. Ki hakoyach shemechalek es hasvara beishyus hadibur. Because that power that splits the idea into the letters of speech, shorshoy hu bekadmus hasechel. The root is in the earliest stages of the sechel. Hamoker the sechel hagolui, which is the source of the revealed sechel. So that's why, because what brings it into that splitting, into this idea, is that's the Kadmus HaSeichel, Mokos HaGol. V'zehu Gam HaTam, this is also the reason, Al-Zeh Shalipam, Shalem, there's an Inyib Machshava. Sometimes when you learn something in just thinking, Miserin Etzle Kushius Chazokus, and there are very strong questions aroused by him, She'enei Yochel L'Tartzom, he cannot answer them. But by learning it in speech, speaking it out, so the questions and the contradiction are all settled. Because the seichel, as it is from its source, that's a very clear. There's no leftover, there's no mix of anything over there. No impurities. There's pure seichel. So therefore, when one brings down the seichel into speech, that through doing that, the seichel is extends as it is in its root, like before. So it becomes very clearly, and there's no question, and there's no contradiction at all. Oizayin. Dihine. Gama chokhma. Also chokhma, which is bichinas kadmus haseichel, which is the level of the earliest of seichel. The shoydish of chokhma. Liyoyso shoydish umoker haseichel. Since it is a root and a source for the intellect, behechrech, so we have to say, shehi bebechinas mitzias, that the seichel is already an entity. The kemoi shah seichel hu mitzias, shemechutz lenefesh, just like the intellect itself is an entity which is outside of the soul, something separate of the soul. Similarly to this is also the root of seichel, which is kadmus haseichel. This is the advantage of rotzin over seichel, gamal kadmus haseichel, also on the earlier of seichel, the shodesh of seichel. Sharotzin einei mitzias la'atzmi. Rotzin isn't an entity for itself. The whole in yonehu and the entire idea of rotzin hu hatoyas v'amshochas hanefesh is tilting and moving the soul. V'lochein, and therefore, harotzin moishel the shoylet al kol hakoyches, that's why the rotzein dominates and rules all the power. Gam al koyach haseichel, it also has superiority and dominates the power of intellect because it's higher, it's the nefesh itself. K'maymer azal, as our sages tell us, lo'ilom yilmeid odem b'mokom shel b'chofetz, person should always study there which his heart desires. That through warning that who maven by fanachar, he understands it in a different way. And since rotzin is higher than even the root of seichel, kadmus haseichel, etc., lachein hapu'ul hashenas is b'seichel al yidei harotzin. So therefore, the impact that becomes in the seichel through the rotzin, ilgam b'sherish haseichel, ilgam also the root of seichel. So rotzin is higher and impacts not just seichel, but the sherish haseichel, kadmus haseichel. Lochein hai sof b'seichel shal yidei herotzin. Therefore, the addition to the seichel, which comes through the rotzin, harbe yoser mehai sof shal yidei hadibur, is a lot more than the addition that takes place through dibur. Ki hai sof shal yidei hadibur dei sof that comes from dibur by speaking is bnei shahad dibur meider shoyrish haseichel, is because the speech arouses, wakes up, touches into the root of seichel. Umikivon shegam shedesh haseichel umetziyah is v'yesh batziyah, and since the root of seichel is also an entity and there is a shape there, lachein hai sofesh al yidei hamshachas hashedesh, so therefore the addition that comes through bringing down, drawing down the shedesh shibimedido v'agbolet, so it's a measure and a limit, and a limit. As opposed to when the addition of the seichel, which comes through rotzin, it is not so measured. Since the impact of the rotzin is also on the root of the seichel, so it's not just adding the root of seichel to the seichel, which is a metzias, but pulas harotzin impacts the root of seichel. Well, derech ze yuvon lemailo, similar to this, we understand above. Shebeha hagdola b'shem Adnai, when we make great, bigger, the name Adnai. Shnei yifanu, there's two ways. Hagdola b'Adnai, the increase in Adnai alidei shenim shech boi mibchinas koyach Adnai. That takes place through drawing down in it from the power of Adnai. Ukumuvalil Mesiv Gimel, brought down early in Siv Gimel Mekamadrush in the Pirush Yigdal Koyach Adnai, that the meaning of let the power of Adnai increase, Ushetia Hagdol Ba Adnai Al Yidei Sheyumshech Boya Koyach Shaloi. That is increasing in Adnai by bringing down its Koyach, that is Shorshoi Umekoyroi. That is its root of Moker. That's one way. That's the Yigdal Koychoi. That is already from the root of the of Adnai through its his Shoydish Moker of Adnai. V'akdol le'Adnai de Hamshocham mibchinas hasoyviv. But the increase in making Adnai grace by bringing down from the level of Seviv Shalom Ma'ilam Mishtal Shulus. There's the Seviv Huduk Masarot. That is Samutarot. This is even a greater increase. That increase, that's also in the power of Adnai. As the simple meaning, is not that koyach should be in Adnai, but that the power of Adnai should get the increase. The shoyrish should get the increase. That will be an increase from seviv kol ha'almin. All matters of above, how are they drawn down through the service of men? Let the koyach Adnai increase as you have spoken, saying the kasher dibarto koy al hadibur da kodesh baruch hu lemoshe. Kasher dibarto is like you have said, the dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu ha'yul l'chol ha'zrein should help me. That's the lamer. Shemoshe yoymer titzlach ma'alach techo, that Moshe should say, let your work be successful. Shagdol as koyach Adnai nasa lidei avodas odom, that means that the increase of the power of Adnai that takes place through the service of men, amiras Moshe. Moshe is saying it. Tislach malachtach. Vayidev api hayidua, based on what is known, shavoida so odom isarus so dilitato. Shal yodo nimshach nasis hamshach esarusu delelo. That when we have an awakening from below, an arousal from below, through which we accomplish, we make up a hamshach to draw down isarusu delelo, tzricha liyis mein hamshach, that isarusu dilitato needs to be somewhat of that hamshocha, similar. Move on. It's understood. Shepichdei shetiyahad gdolas koyach Adnai. In order to have an increase of the koyach Adnai, which is memale, By drawing down into the memale from the seviv, which is higher than ishtalshelus, who al yidei ha'gadol ha'isofe, it's through the increase, making big. B'havoida shapitam v'das, in the service which is based on the reason and knowledge, al yidei hamshochas v'gilu ha'voida shalamaylam v'tam v'das, by drawing down and revealing the service which is higher than reason and das. Tanya is similar, but it's explained in Tanya that the observance and the sustaining of Torah mitzvahs totally hinges on this, to always remember his self-sacrifice to Hashem, by remembering the concept of self-sacrifice, which is higher than the level of ishtalshlus by the Odom, giving up your life, which is more than the rational and ishtalshlus of the Odom, nas is hagdole v'isofo v'kimateinu mitzvahs. That brings about an increase and greatness, making bigger observance of Torah mitzvahs, which is the level of ishtalshlus in the person. More specifically, we can say shebichdei shetiyeh hamshochas hasoiv v'ha'hagdol b'kechadna, in order to be drawing down this in the hagdola in the power of Adnai, tzorich lekasher ha'avoido shalemayla metam v'das. So we should tie this avoido, which is higher metam v'das, in bechinas kadmus ha'seichel, with the level of the earlier of the seichel, the shoresh ha'seichel. V'zehu shom razal. This is what our sages of blessed memory say. One who answers and says Amen Yesh Merabo Mevorech with all of his might, with all his power, Koyrim Loik Zardina Shel Ayin Shono, they would tear up for him a decree of 70 years. B'chol Koychoi Yeshnom Shnei Perush. What does it mean? He says Yesh Merabo B'chol Koychoi. Two explanations. Pirush Rashi says b'chol koyach kavanosi. That means with his full power of intent of the kavana, he should say with full kavana, full intention. Pirush Atoysus and Toysus says b'chol rom, with a loud voice. B'yeshloimar habiyur bazev. We can say the explanation of this: dal yidei amiras omen yehesh meirabu b'chol koychei. By saying, Omen Shrabu, hold your power, Nase Hagadolas Koyach Adnai, that brings about the increasing of the power of Adnai. The Shmei Rabbo, who Shmoy Hagadol. They say, Yehei Shmei Rabbo, that's, what is the Shmei Rabbo? What's the Eibishter's great name? That's Ushmaya Godl. That's his big name, which is Sevev Shalomailo Mihishtalshlus. That is higher than Ishtalshlus. Shayidei Hamshochas HaSevev. That when we are Mamshich, the Shmei Rabbah, we bring down the Sevev Nasa Gdolas Koyach Adnai Kinal. That increases the power of Adnai through lives higher than Ishtalshlus in Ishtalshlus. And that's why when you say Yom Yishmei Rabbo, Koyrim Lo Gzar Dinei Shalayin Shono, you rip up for the person his decree of 70 years. Da Gzar Din, the reason why the person has a decree of 70 years, Humitzada Begam B'Shem Adnai, that is because he blemished in the name Adnai. By increasing the power of Adnai, is nistakin habgam, that fixes the blemish. So in order to fix it, we have to bring it down to the koyach. We need the Shmei Rabo to come down to the koyach of Adnai. How do we bring down the Amshoche and the Shmei Rabo into the level of koyach Adnai? Well, Yidei Shnei Yonim does to two aspects, the Perushin, the Bechol Koychoi, in the interpretation role of his power. The Chol Kavon Nosei, when we say it all of his Kavon, Hiya Kavon, Diruso, the libo, that is the intention of the desire of the heart, shalamayla v'tam v'das, which is higher than reason and rationale, lamayla mishtal shalu shabodom, which is higher than the ishtal of the person. That's his way of bringing down the rus of the libo. And the kol rom, which is the dibur that brings the kadmus haseichel. So you have the rotzin, and you have the kol rom. You have the dibur, which brings about the kadmus haseichel. Hashedish the ishtalshlos, which is the root of ishtalshlos. Vayidei shakol kavanose he loyrak b'machshove bo b'kol rom. Through the fact that his intention is not just in thought, but comes through a loud voice. That's the way the Hamshocha of Shmei Rabo comes into the power of Adnai.
Behold, it's known
that the service of man reaches till the root of the Nivroim. That's Bechinas Hishtauschlus. That is in the level of Hishtauschlus. So technically, a person cannot on their own reach beyond where the Nevroim are rooted. That would be only till the level of Hishtauschlus. B'zeh shal yidei ha'avoido nimshach gam mil mailo mihishtauschlus. The fact that through Avoida there is also, you also get from above Ishtauslus, who Ayidein is Sinas Koyach Milmailo Shenimshav Nematan Toiro. That is through a special power that was given from above that came down on Matan Toiro. Bezeu Kasher Dibarto Lemer. This is that we say, Yigdal Nokoyach Adna is Kasha de Barta Lamer. Like you have spoken that Lamer. The Zeshal Yidei Avoida Sodom Lamer. Through Avoida Sodom, which is Lamer saying, Nase Hagdolas Koyach Adnai. That increases the power of Adnai. Shahagdola, how does it come out? Al Yidei Hamshochas Hasevev Shalamayla Mishtauslos. By bringing down the Sevev, which is higher than Ishtauslus, who kasher dibarto, is what you have spoken, the kasher dibarto koi alemer, that you have spoken that there should be the Aveda Sodom, koyigam alemer, kinabut chilasamaiser, as you have spoken that there should be the lemer, so that the Maisa Tachtoinim, the Ato Hoyil Chol Ozreni, Kiniska Lilbut Chilas Amaiser, Amaimer, Shaidei Dibur HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Hoyil Chol Ozreni. When Hashem says, you should have helped me, that Dibur, to give me the power, Lamer, Nitin HaKoyach LaMoshe, that was the power given to Moshe. Vayodil L'Chol Echot V'Echot Mi'Yisrael, and through Moshe to every Yid, through his work, he's able to increase the koyach Adnai, the power of Adnai. Ba'pi hamuvo li'il shekoyach ze, and based on what we brought down earlier, that this power shall yidei avoid the yumshach gam ha'irim shalomaylo mishtauslos, that where do we get this power that through our work we should also be able to draw down
and there shall mile mishtal nimshach matan Torah. So yes, loymar. So the Rebbe says the kasha debarta leimer koyi. That also goes al vaydaber goymer leimer shenem matan Torah. It refers to that leimer, which is the place where Hashem gives the koyach to leimer in by matan Torah. Shegam hapirush de vaydaber goymer. That also the meaning of vaydaber goymer leimer who. Over there is also the meaning of vaydaber elikim. Hoyo, that the Eberster spoke in a way she Yisrael yomru as kol advorim ha'ela, that they should say all these words, which is said as a dibres, but she koyu gam al kol ha'teiru kula, goes al oif all the teiru, but oif and the lamer, that when they say, they're like repeating what Hashem said, loymar advorim shakodesh baruch hoymer, haynu. Shall yidei shahodom emer divrei Torah? When the person says words of Torah, who goyim shakodesh baruch hu emer diburim elu? He causes that the Eibishter should say this diburim, which is hamshochas oirin sof shalemaylo mihishtalshlus. The oirin sof batoyra in hishtalshlus. By yidei ze, that's the lemer. So they were tying in that it says over here yidal nokoyach. Kasha dibarto leimer lozreni, which is in the medrash, and also kasha dibarto leimer vaydaber elikim as kol advori meila leimer, which is the koyach that the Eibishter speaks when a yid speaks, because it's the power to leimer. That way, al yidei ze nimshach koyach kam bechlolus avodas odom. That also draws down the power in generally of the service of the person. Shall yidei avidosu ba'ifun, shall amaylo mi'ishtalus shabodom, meir bi'ishtalus boy. That through the higher than ishtalus by a person, it shines in ishtalus mamshich, oir shall amaylo ma'ishtalus mi'ishtalus bi'ishtalus. That brings down the light that is above ishtalus into ishtalus, which is hamshochas seve b'mamale. To bring down the Sevim Mamale. By Yideze Nasa Hamshochas Sevim Gam Lamato Ba'ilom. And that way we also bring down the Sevim here in this world. Hamshochas Sevim Ba'ilom Higam Ba'primis Shabbat. That the Sevim should come down in the world, also in the primis of the world. From the Sevim Mamale. Yideze Nishlames Hakavona Di Dirlo Yisbore B'tachtoinim. That way it's fulfilled the intention of making for the Eibishter Adir B'tachtein.